Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Simon Tov Yud Zayin.
Did I miss that much? Yes, I did. Wow.
We're learning the Rosh Hashanah also. So.
I think it
was good. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Mutzah Basiyas Malachim. Mikra Din Rosh Chodesh is not considered a Yom Tov.
Where are you?
Tov Yud Zayin.
Tov Yud Zayin.
Rosh Chodesh Mutzah Basiyas Malachim. Vanoshim Shenoga Shlolasas by Malachim. Women which have a minig not to do Malachim on Rosh Chodesh. Who minig toy? It's a good minig. Recover this minig is actually a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Noshim which have a minig not to do Malachim on Rosh Chodesh, it's considered a valid minig. Yerushalmi goes to a list of different things which people in Minhagim, which they had, some of them, Yerushalmi says that those are not a valid Minhagim, that they're, you know, the Yerushalmi did not put their stamp of approval on it. But on this minig, the women have not to do malacha. It's a minig type. Now, the Bir Lacha is going to talk about that the language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like there's no compelling minig, you don't have to. It says the women who are noyig not to, that's a good thing. But some women are noyig, yes to. So it sounds like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the language how the Yerbeinu Yeruchim brings down the Yerushalmi. But the Bir Lacha, the first Bir Lacha, brings a lot of, most Yerushalmi who bring it actually bring it that it was already a minig Yisrael and you can't stop. So the women have a minig not to do malachim. We'll see in Mishapur, like what are we talking about? Mixes malachas, lasses kitzosin. Some they do and some they don't. Zina Basra Haminig, we follow the minig that we assume that whatever that they're doing has been, that's the establishment of Yisrael. Do some things yes, some things no. Okay, so the Mishabura Sif Alev, Sifkat and Alev. Rosh Chodesh. So that now, a lot of the Mishabura over here in the Simon just gets a little different, goes to different minhagim about Rosh Chodesh. So the Makarim didn't mention that, but the Mishabura mentions them. So the first thing he says is, Minakam and Enu, Lavorach is a Chodesh, Meshabash, Lefne Rosh Chodesh. There's a Minak Yisrael that we bench Rosh Chodesh. Being that the drum already mentions it, Chutzul Lifnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the minig is not the mivorach Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Remes Lazer, Pasuk says Bekesel Yom Chagenu. So that's the remes that the Yom of the Chag we hide. But look at the Shar Tzion. Everybody knows that shot, right? Bekesel Yom Chagenu. If you look at the Shar Tzion in Sukkot and Beis. It's interesting. It says, what's the pshat in the minute? You know, ask you, what's the pshat in the minute that we don't bench Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Is because the kibush of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei who yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. There was the main reason why we bench Rosh Chodesh, actually, was to announce to people that when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, people should know that, you know, because there are some minhagim about Rosh Chodesh, etc. When's Rosh Chodesh? I don't know. Well, so then we announce in Shul, Roman Rosh Chodesh is. Well, Rosh Hashanah, I mean, obviously, it's much more obvious to us when Rosh Hashanah is, so there wasn't a need to announce it. That's the. But the Maaseh, the remnants of the pasuk is, it says, but Kesa is hidden. It's the Yom Chagenu is, we keep it hidden, we don't announce it. V'yesh mukham shein noigim levarach Rosh Chodesh av, mishum shahut chodesh aparanius. Therefore, we don't want to announce that either, that Rosh Chodesh av is coming. I mean, it's yes to be mivorek Rosh Chodesh Av. Just on that point, the Aruch Hashulchan says that the minig actually when we are mivorek Rosh Chodesh Av, the minig is the same menachem of. He says that it's the minig. Therefore, even though we're mentioning Rosh Chodesh Av, we're saying a bezin should be a zman of bezin, a zman of nacham eventually.
It lands up that Av, which is really a bad month, you say Menachem, which makes you feel a bit better. Mm-hmm. But Cheshvan, which wasn't such a terrible month, you call it Mar Cheshvan.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds even worse if you think that's a worse adjective to say.
And one of the Bali Drush said, yeah, the like this. The Rabbi Meir Zatzal said this Machshava. He said that the puzzle is Karlai Moed Leishvur Bachuro.
Yeah.
And Moed means a meeting.
or a holiday.
Right, a holiday. But yeah. All the holidays were a moment. It was moments in time where we meet a Kodesh Baruch. Yeah. Kodesh Baruch was available. Right, the El Moyad was a place of meeting.
Yeah.
Right. So Moyad means the idea of a meeting. So Tisha B'Av was also a meeting with the Kodesh Baruch.
Yeah.
Because when we get Pronius from the Father, it means you're aware that your father's, you're with your father.
Right.
So, whereas no Yom Tov at all is lacking the whole concept of Moyad. So there's a certain sense, there's a Mila, the Tisha B'Av, because
it has something.
There's some interaction between us and the Kodesh Baruch. When I have to ask with the Father, someone has to punish us, but at least the Father notices us.
Yeah.
The Father ignores us totally is a lot worse than the Father.
Right.
So that's why there's a Mila of over Kesher.
Kesher has no holidays.
Kesher has no holidays in Kesher.
And Teves does?
Teves, we have a sort of Teves. You have Hanukkah, you have Hanukkah.
Oh, Hanukkah falls in.
Right, it's the same. So every month has
something.
Has something. Except for Kesher.
Yeah.
Thomas says she was a Thomas, but it has something. You know?
Yeah. Where does she have the Nerissi of the Teva?
Maybe not solely celebrated, not in America. It's not really based back on the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. Asum Diyam La'olam Masa Yochel Rosh Chodesh. The purpose really was more that this way it would be a way to publicize to the whole Tzibur on Shabbos when everybody's there, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And therefore, people will be careful with whatever halachas that we're knowing to do on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore there's no, it's not, you know, it doesn't have the dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh with Bezdin, etc. Kamakam no gulamed b'shas amiris Rosh Chodesh ploini b'yam ploini dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh ayim u'umad. But even though really it's not really, it wasn't created as a dogma for Kiddush HaChodesh. But once we're doing it already, we stand and we announce when we're announcing the zman of the zman of when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. We also, I mean, obviously, it's announced the Merlid. Now that's. Part of the reason why that's so, because if the Merlid was the real Zman of the Chodesh, so we want to know when the Chodesh is, that's, so we want to know that. We know when we keep Rosh Chodesh, it's also, and obviously also the other reason is because, I mean, you're going to be able to figure out, so when you can be Mekadosh Levonos, so you know when the Merlid is, you can figure out when you
what is exactly the Merlid? What does that mean? That when the moon is actually beginning to go past the point where it's covered, or
the Merlid is that first moment when it's moving from into the Zman of Chiddush. In other words, it's a new month is starting. Now it wasn't visible. It's interesting. We know that we have to start how to do that. You know.
How did they do that before all the science came in? Yeah.
They had a Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu how to do it, how to calculate it. As a matter of fact, The Merlid which we used actually is not the real Merlid. It's an average Merlid, because it's not really, it doesn't really work like that 100%. But when they were Mekadosh Al Piriya, you couldn't see the Merlid. There's no way. Many times it come out the first sighting of the moon, and they tell you we're actually Mekadosh Al Chodesh, but end up being like a day later. So in other words, what we do.
Right.
But other times you'll say, well, you know, the Merlid's on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh is Thursday. Something, the Merlid's on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh is Friday.
Rosh Chodesh doesn't prove anything, because that's based on a calendar. It's not necessarily based. I mean, it's based on the moon, but it's not Al Piriya.
Right, same.
But even in the days of when they used to be Mechadish Al Piriya, the Merlid had to be at least a day before they saw it.
So the Gemara actually says that you need at least, close the Merlid, you need at least 6 hours or 12 hours before, after the Merlid, to be able to sight
physically it. See it.
Right.
6 or 12, you said
either 6 hours or 12. 12 hours.
Yeah. Depending on Sheetus?
6 hours and 12 hours? 6 hours and 18 hours? Maybe 6 hours and 18 hours.
But
the Merlid officially is the amount of time it takes for the moon to go around the Earth. But the reality is, there are a few things which affect it. first of all, like, you have to remember that the Earth would be stationary, so say it takes this long to go around.
Right.
But the Earth is moving.
Moving too.
Right? So the moon has to move longer to get around the Earth. Now, the Earth doesn't move at the same speed.
Right.
This whole cycle around the sun. And so, therefore, the moon will take longer. If the Earth is moving further, the moon takes longer to go around. Yeah. If it's moving less, the moon takes less to go around. So that's one of the things which affects the actual mylet. And the other thing which affects it is... I'm not pulling it out right now. That's the main thing which affects is the speed of the Earth around the sun.
The speed of the Earth around the sun. Yes. The moon is rotating around the Earth.
Right, but the Earth as the Earth moves. So my moon goes here. You know, my Earth is go. It has to move.
It's not a stationary target. It's just going around.
But I thought since it was rotating, I'm not enough of an astronomer. But I thought since it was rotating, that it's just automatically with it.
Well, it is, but there is a certain amount of time it takes longer.
It's a slight variation. I mean, we're talking about 3 days.
So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah says. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes shorter. Mm-hmm. And the Chachamim know how to calculate that.
Unbelievable.
Right? They would ask him, you know, the Gemara says that he had the whole calculation when it was, and he would ask him, you know, where they saw it. He said, can't be, you know, you're off. So they know how to calculate that difference. So what we do is the Rambam has all of it. The Rambam has it all down.
And the Ria could be during the day at all, or that has to be at night? I know it's hard to see the moon during the day. I'm saying, let's say, dawn or dusk, or, you know, it's not...
Ria Smol is always right around sunset, because the way the moon works is that at the beginning of the month, the moon basically is up... If you imagine it, so if the moon, when the moon is totally dark, means the moon is behind the Earth.
Right, right.
It's front of the Earth, between the Earth and the sun.
Right.
So as the moon moves a little bit more away from that, so remember the light side of the moon is facing the sun, the dark side of the moon is facing the Earth.
Oh, okay.
So you can't see anything. As the moon moves a little bit more to the side, right, so it becomes visible. But... You know, the Earth is turning. So this is the light side of the Earth, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the moon, right? So the Earth is turning. So the moon, that's why it's called sun going down, right? Mm-hmm. So as the moon moves away a little bit over here, so you get a little glimpse of a little sliver of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see that, like as you're setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as the moon moves further, mm-hmm. you get to see more of it. So basically. The Ria was always right around sunset, right before sunset, right after sunset, at the beginning of the month. You could see it by day. We were able to see it by day.
You would, or you couldn't?
You could. You could see it right there. Right, you know, I mean, it was hard because it's small, but you know, theoretically, you could see it to catch it right around before sunset. So the moon will be sighted following the Earth, the sun. The way it'll look in the sky is the sun is going down and the moon is like. Following it down. Mm-hmm. That's how it'll be sighted in the sky. So, it'll be on the other side of the sky, it'll be easier because you don't have that light there as much as you'll be able to see it. But the problem is it's following the sun mm-hmm. down, so it's hard to see it when it's still light. But you get that last moment mm-hmm. when it starts getting darker, you can see the moon. And then the moon sets almost immediately after the sun, by the time of the mylet. There's another reason why the mylet is not exact, and I'm not remembering it right now. So once you know when the mylet is, you can figure out how long you have to, since we have it. We work with a set time for the mylet from mylet to mylet, so you can figure out what half of it is, and that's how long you have for kiddush levana. So that's the main reason why we announce the mylet, because of we want to know when the chodesh is. So you want to know both chodesh, when the new moon is and when the actual day of Rosh Chodesh is, and also we should know for kiddush levana. If a man started being noyig not to do work, it's not a valid halachic minig, and he's not mechuyev to be mamshik. He's allowed to be matan neder, and you know, and he's not even mechuyev to be matan neder. It's a minig tos. There's no such minig. Now, why is that? So the Torah gives the Moser Shmuz. Awesome Torah. He says, Mitchila, before Klaisa was cut by the Egel, there was going to be 15 Yom Tovim, well, 17 Yom Tovim. There'll be Pesach Shavuot Sukkot connected with three of us. You were at Pesach, you were at how each Pesach is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. And then the Yud Beis Shvatim, each one we get a Yom Tov also. Each Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be Yom Tov connected with Yud Beis Shvatim. Klai was connected by the Eagle, they lost that. The women were not connected by the Eagle, they refused. So therefore, that's where they got the Minig. Yerushalmi says, Surah says that that's why they got the Minig. Yerushalmi said they got a Minig, not the Malacha, because they weren't Chayte. That's why they have a Minig.
Didn't they take their jewelry off to throw it in?
They refused. The men took their own jewelry.
They took it off the women.
They pulled it off the women.
They pulled off the women. The women didn't volunteer it.
They volunteered it, right. So the women. So that's why the Minig, the women don't. So Shul Minig says, Commission Brofish, Lom, Parkin, his mamble, the Eagle. They didn't give their jewelry to the Eagle. The Lamashkadish, Liam, Tzur, Bezhar, Tam, Mayim, Bel, Yerab, Mayim, Bel, Lachim. So again, the Bir Lacha says that the Minig was a compelling Minig Yisrael, that women should not do Malach. But what yeah and what not, that we follow whatever the standard Minig is out there. Zinabas and Minig, Dalit, Bivari Mikor, why? The Bivari Mikor, Adaita, the Hoki Kibilo, Alayo Linhoi. Whatever they said they're doing, they did it based on whatever we see them doing is probably what the Minig was. So we assume that they're doing. They didn't Shanog Mustam. But if we're in a city where the Minig was not to do any Malach at all, they can't change. They shouldn't change that minig over there. The minig nowadays is limited malacha, not a tremendous amount. They don't sew, they don't weave, they don't wash clothing. That's the main things that they limit themselves from. Okay.
Does anybody do that now?
Yeah. Remember, it's Rosh Chodesh, so my wife didn't do a wash. I ended up doing the wash. She sets it up, and I push in the button. Okay.
So it's not setting it up is not considered work.
No, that's the same affair. So that's not the issue. Is the actual kfisa. So, they have a tshuva from the.
It's like lighting the fire when the guy is cooking.
Actually, it's interesting. So, Nissan Karel told that even that you shouldn't do. Even that, you know, the woman should not be involved in the process at all. But the Maisa, I think the Minigur is the make on that. Now, in my Rishkar Shnei Yomim, Yesh Jesh Proposkim, Yesh Kosha the Tzichom Lios Batalim Shnei Yomim Mimalakhtim. So, for 2 days, you don't do work for 2 days. Shkosha the Zet Holy Minigur Mokim, Chemash Pimagoda, but Maisa, I think the standard Minig is nowadays the women who don't do Malacha don't do Malacha either day. Over. So if you only do 1 day, which day do you do? The second day is Aleph. Right? So the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really last month. So now that's the day you're making. Okay. Yesh Shadol Gimlaz, the son of Erev Rosh Chodesh, they have a minig to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. We call Yom Kippur Katan. So they not only did they say slichas, but they would actually fast. A person's doing that should make it tonight. That he's not committed to do this continually. We don't want you to be an editor, you should stay be an editor. If you're fasting, you should fast the full day until nightfall. Okay, mash mili rabim. Okay, must look at me. Yeshay ben yitzeh. There are different men hugim. Kol afi kayach adam. If a person is able to, he should do the full amount. Okay, mash mili magan avram. Miu b'makim she'oisim memenu tzanesiber v'karim v'yachal. If they're going to lane, because you have 10 people fasting, you can lane. So they're laying by Yechal. One of the 10. Vali Tzorklash. And then it's not a choice. So you need to be mashin to the end of the day. Because if you're saying you're betainus, that means a full tainus. Not just, you know, part of a day. Filim Chal Be'er Shabbos. And that's true. Even as Chal Be'er Shabbos.
I thought we move it up.
Our minig is yes to move it up, but if you wouldn't move it up, so then you'd lane by Yechal, so you would have to move it, like let's say a Sir Batavis could fall out on a Friday.
Why would you lane by Yechal?
They have 10 people which are fasting. If 10 people keep being Kippur Katan, then actually fast.
Yeah.
So you have a Sir Misanim, you lane by Yechal. It's like a tiny.
But Tainus Tzibur is, except for Yom Kippur, which is a kapara, most of the Tainus Tzibur's are because of some tragedy that befell Jews. It's not, the only one that's different that I know of is Yom Kippur. So if you're doing Erev, if you're fasting Erev Rosh Chodesh for Kapara, you don't learn by Yechal on Yom Kippur. Why would you learn by Yechal?
Yom Kippur is a special Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the rationale is the same.
Well,
the rationale of the fast is the same. It's not not for a tragedy. It's because you're doing Tshuva. So why by Yechal?
By Yechal really is the Ikra of the Kriya is a Kriya for Kapara.
Is it? It's Hashem telling you the code of how to prevent tragedy. So it's back to the tragedy.
Well, it's a kapara because it's a form of kapara for avers.
All Jewish sins have a root in ego.
Okay. By the Kol Mishim Tavs Kuf Samavov Sebeis Mishabur Shom. The Mishabur says over there that. That all these are the issue whether you end by Yechal, whether you say Aneinu, whether you fast, all these are different makamas. Okay. V'yesh togam lasas mincha seder Yom Kippur Katan, Yom Kippur Katan. But Talmud Hashem is that where does it come from? The Fimah, the Isim, Pri Chodesh. So Pri Chodesh quotes, the Maharam Kardaveroi, so the Ramak, was the Gderli HaBalei Kabbalah before the Rizal. Hikaru say Kippur Katan. By the Svartim, they refer to him Kippur as Kippur. You're talking suddenly it's Kippur today. You know, it's coming. Kippur is coming.
They don't say the word Yom.
They call it Kippur. You look at the Pele Yoetz. He has a whole piece on Kippur. That's the name of the day. Name of the day. See, Kippur. This is Kippur Katan. Because now this is at the end of the month. We got a Kippur for the various of the month. The minister of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is going to be a kapara, so we do tshuva and then we go into the Rosh Chodesh. The minister is Musaf, Zman kapara, the Cholter do so. Kiri Chazabes Yerzim Sim and Tavchuf Gimel, Shem Aruch Hashem. Kiri the told us some Kol Hachadoshim. This is the kapara of all of the months, each the Tolod of the months. Or Tzolomer. Kiri Rosh Chodesh, Hoy Yisabu Al Toldus Yemei Chodesh. So I think what he means is that which occurred during the month. Because I'm going to rub the meaning to learn about aslichus and Yom Kippur Katan. Cut him to the minchah. We say before minchah. But Malchum Sharmam Diri Kivushim. If they're going to say Musar, Yom Gamkin. If they would give it, the rabbi give it drasha. Cut him to the minchah. They would say before minchah. We actually say most of the slichus after mincha, not before. If it comes out on a Friday, but even the shanas b'yom chamisha, our minhag is to move back the day before on Thursday. V'imchal b'yom shishi, oisin shomer slichus yisano b'yom chamisha. If you're saying slichus also, we're saying the slichus the day before, so we should fast that day also. But if you're not saying slichus, you fast, that's the day. Should you be mashlim the full tainus?
It's Erev Shabbos.
About the issue of fasting, and a person had tainus for yard site.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so in dinner of the Gemara, the person fasted on yard site. Chesidusha, minigas that they make tikkun on yard
site. Not bad.
But the mice, by the litvisha, they fast. Right? Cost less to fast.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as much fun.
Right? Especially if you have brumfa.
That's what I mean.
Right? But, so then, are you mashlim? Or a person was knowing a certain day which he used to fast. He's allowed to be mashlim. He's allowed to go into Shabbos being ma'una.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's not really fasting on Shabbos, but I am. Because the first X amount of time till nightfall. It's all nightfall. I'm fasting on Shabbos.
It's like
a Sabbath day. So first of all, we do fast into Shabbos. He said, but over there, the Mishabura basically comes out that the correct thing to do is not to fast into Shabbos. Right?
By no kippur katan.
Well, he was talking about any fast on Shabbos. You know, the fast which are not a kippur.
Not talking about Aser v'Teves.
No.
Which is true. I understand that if our calendar weren't fixed and it fell on Shabbos, we would even fast that on Shabbos.
That's what the drum says, yeah.
She's late to the shoot.
Okay, go. Let's finish up over here. Because of Bashir was Menachem Azaria, the Rebbeinu Menachem Azaria, the Ramami Pano, Mishim Sadar Rosh Chodesh, Sarach Lamar, Basidus Alayla, Shalom Yikadus Boy Kishumona. You can't continue with the Shabbos fasting. Lisha Zachary says to Kachov, Mishapur says. Al Kaponim, Sarach Lahashtan, Lamisha Naikan. If your minigas be Mashlim, you're not Mashlim. And then, but immediately after say, you have to study it. I'm going to rum shame, we oid min hagam, a hair mashem, Shubas Menachem Azariah B'siyatom Messiah Mishkolechad if you min hoge b'zeh b'nyan atinus whatever your minigas that you do and it's a nice little hokal out she tira l'nitra you can't change without being a Torah to Torah because of Sorem without being Shedem Messiah Kamokam year last is Shubah b'yam zeh second is a Shere Ives b'chol ha-chodesh you don't fast but still it's the day of Shubah it's the end of the month the day of Shubah Marcho Shere Yom Arachon Shalchol ha-chodesh Kvarev Rosh Hashanah b'chol ha-chodesh Vazarilo Yom Ha-chodesh is my kapor l'chol to-edus so whatever he's produced over the month his toladis Rosh Chodesh will be a day of Kippur for him for that. Okay.